Welcome to Santa Barbara Net.
Kitty, get up. We got Net standby. A little bit behind, y'all. Give me a second. I had to switch screens. I had my monitor on the wrong screen. Let's get this party started. CQ, 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 the Blue Ridge Tumor Net. Net Control tonight is KJ4RQZ. My name is Nathan. My location is Tribal Drift. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. Mr. Peters is located atop Cedars Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border near Highway 276. Mr. Peters, owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequencies are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic for the net? Please call KJ4QZ to Blue Ridge Tumor Internet. Since there are bulletins for the net, please call KJ4QZ and Blue Ridge Tumor Internet. Announcement, tomorrow at 7 p.m., the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society is having their monthly meeting. It will be, the topic will be history of amateur radio. And the location is 940 Grove Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29605. And again, it is at 7 p.m. at the American Red Cross, 940 Grove Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29605. Roll call, this is Direct to Net. All stations wishing to just, I got ahead of myself. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and set on your intent to remain on the net for the RAC-2 portion. Tonight being Saturday night, we'll begin with Alpha through Delta. Please call KJ4QZ to Blue Ridge Tumor Internet.
Get hit in Sunday night tonight.
4RQZ. Mr. Nathan, please check in. KI4DOS, Gary. Also K3JOY. That's my sweet little bride Joy. We're at home in Easley. No traffic, no chew tonight. Good evening to you and all on the net.
4RQZ, please check in. Kilo, Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey. Rick, Kilo, Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena. And my daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar, Quebec, Michelle. We're all in Piedmont, and we'll all be negative and negative.
KJ4RQZ. Please check in Whiskey 4, Delta Juliet Whiskey, W4DJW, Dave and Greer, negative and negative.
Net Control. In November 4, Delta, Juliet, Charlie, Jerry, and Anderson, negative and negative.
Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Alpha Oscar Whiskey. This is David and Inman.
Glad to check in. Can you please try that again? Net Control, I'd recognize KJ4WZM by audio relay. KI4DOS, hope you're having a good night, Gary. K3JOY, hope you're doing good, Joy. KK4DMW, KK4ONO, KM4MOQ, W4DJW, hey Dave, and N4DJC. I know I missed one check in. Can you please try again? Call the KJ4RQZ and the Blue Ridge Tumor Net.
This is Kilo Oscar 4, Alpha Oscar Whiskey, David and Inman.
Control that recognize KO4AOW. Are there any other check ins, Alpha through Delta, for the Blue Ridge Tumor Net? Call KJ4RQZ. Stations Echo Link stations only for the Blue Ridge Tumor Net. Call KJ4RQZ.
KJ4RQZ, Kilo Whiskey 4, Tango Sierra, Jim, on the Ohio Turnpike, be negative and negative, just listening.
This is Kilo Golf 4 Whiskey, Bravo, Bravo, that's KG4WBB, my name is Steve, I'm down the hill from y'all, Martinez, Georgia, I'll be negative and negative, good evening to you.
4RQZ, please check in Kilo Juliet 4, Whiskey Zulu Mike, KJ4WZM, Daniel, downtown Greenville, negative and negative.
Sorry, Daniel, I've got you before. But Net Control, I'd recognize KW4TS, KG4WBB, and are there any other check-ins? Alpha through, where am I? Oh, yeah. Are there any check-ins? Echo through hotel for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KJ4RQZ.
KJ4RQZ, please check in. Whiskey 4, Foxtrot, Charlie Mike. Fred in driver's rest, Moy Baila. November 4, India, Echo India. We are negative, negative, TR. Thank you, United.
Net control. November 4, Hotel, Hotel Charlie. Warren and Taylor's. Negative and negative. Good evening, everyone on the net.
4RQZ. Again, Kilo Charlie 4, Echo, Zulu, November. Harry in Keller, North Carolina. Negative and negative. Night, Nathan. Thanks.
W4FCM, N4IEI, N4HHC, KC4EZN. Any other check-ins that go through hotel for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KJ4RQZ. Check-ins India through Lima for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KJ4RQZ.
KJ4RQZ. Hello, Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar. And I'm James up here on the mountain, Tuxedo, North Carolina. I'll be negative, negative 1073s for each one of you.
Net control. Please check in. And now, Whiskey 4, India, Yankee, India, Robert, and Rock Hill.
For RQZ. Please check in Kilo Echo 4, Juliet Romeo Kilo. This is John up at Paris Mountain. I'll be negative and negative tonight. Thank you for hosting the net. Big praise to everyone.
HUZ. India 4, Lima Zulu India. KI 4, LZI. Andy, Table Rock, no traffic, no round table.
Now, Whiskey 4, Kilo Alpha Bravo is in Arden, North Carolina.
KK 4, JFO. W4IYI, KE4JRK, KI4LZI, W4KAV. Hope y'all are all having a good night. And if you're watching the Super Bowl, I hope you're enjoying it. Are there any other check-ins? Or are there any Echolink stations? Echolink stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KJ4RQZ. Drink through Tango for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KJ4RQZ.
4RQZ. Nathan, if you will, please check in. Kilo Mike 4, Romeo Golf X-Ray. This is Carol in Greenville. Negative and negative.
4RQZ. Please check in. Out of turn, please. Kilo 4, Oscar, India Mike, Walton Inman. I'll be negative, negative, and I'm going to bed.
4RQZ. Please check in. KC8PJM, Kilo Charlie 8, Papa Juliet Mike, Fletcher in Simpsonville. I'm sorry I missed my group. Have a good evening to you and all on the net.
4RQZ, please check in. Kilo November 4, Romeo Juliet November, John in Inman. No comment, no traffic.
KM4RJX. K4OIM, KC8PJM, KN4RJN. Are there any other check-ins? Go back through Tango for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KJ4RQZ.
Net control, please check in. Net control, please check in. Kilo, November 4, Sierra, Mike, Oscar, Scott in Greenville. Check me in and out, please.
KN4SMO. WD4DYH by telephone relay. Are there any Echolink stations? Echolink stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KJ4RQZ. Perform through Zulu for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KJ4RQZ.
Next check in and out. Kilo India 4, Victor Lima Whiskey, Randy. Also, Kilo Juliet 4, Charlie, Romeo, Lima, Linda, and we're in Asheville.
Control that to recognize. KI4VLW, and KJ4CRL. Any other check-ins? Uniform through Zulu for the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. Call KJ4RQZ.
Juliet Kilo Tango, Eric and Seneca, and I won't be hanging around.
W2JKT. Are there any check-ins? Alpha through Delta, or Alpha through Zulu for the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. Call KJ4RQZ.
Foxtrot Hotel, Juliet, Gene, and Taylor's.
Whiskey 2, Mike, Juliet, Bravo, W2MJB, Mark in Simpsonville. And also checking my wife, Wendy, Kilo, November 4, Hotel Tango Papa, KN4HTP. Will be negative, negative 73.
W4FHJ, W2MJB, KN4HTP. Hope you're all having a good night. Are there any other check-ins? Alpha through Zulu for Blue Ridge 2 meter net. Call KJ4RQZ.
KN4ZGA, Kilo November 4, Zulu Golf Alpha.
Nathan, please check in Kilo Kilo 4 Foxtrot Tango Uniform KK4FTU Richard, Northwest Anderson County, Slabtown.
This is KN4ZGA and KK4FTU. Y'all are having a good night and hope everyone's enjoying the Super Bowl. Are there any other check-ins? Alpha through Zulu for the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. Call KJ4RQZ.
KJ4RQZ. Check in K4OSH. Kilo 4 Oscar Sierra Hotel. Pat in Malden. No traffic, no comment. Thank you, sir.
K4OSH. Hope you're having a good night. Are there any other check ins? Alpha 3 Zulu for Blue Ridge 2 Internet. Call KJ4RQZ.
Net control. Please check in, Kilo, India 4, Kilo Charlie X-ray, KI-4, KCX. Name is Jerry, location is Gray Court, South Carolina. Just check us in and out tonight. Hope everybody's doing well. Hope everybody's team is winning the Super Bowl.
KI-4, KCX. Are there any other check-ins? Alpha 3 Zulu for Blue Ridge 2 meter net. Call KJ4RQZ. KZ now securing the formal portion of that. Well, thanks for checking in. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We now begin the RAG 2 portion of the net. Periodic stops for check-ins between RAG 2s. And seeing as though I don't have any RAG 2s, let's see. Are there any other check-ins? Alpha through Zulu. Or let's see. Hold on. Are there any Echo Link stations? Echo Link stations only for the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. Call KJ4RQZ. Check-ins. Alpha through Zulu for the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. Call KJ4RQZ.
KJ. Charlie 4 Whiskey. KC4W. Bill and Anderson. And good evening, Nathan. And all on the net. No traffic, no table. Thanks.
KC4W, are there any other check-ins? Alpha through Zulu for Blue Ridge 2 meter net, call KJ4RQZ. That's Alpha through Zulu for Blue Ridge 2 meter net, call KJ4RQZ. Y'all, can I get 40? KJ4RQZ. Are any other check-ins? Alpha through Zulu for the Blue Ridge 2 meter net, call KJ4RQZ. I'll give it a few more tries. And for comments or check-ins, please call KJ4RQZ to Blue Ridge 2 meter net. Check-ins, Alpha through Zulu for the Blue Ridge 2 meter net, call KJ4RQZ. Are there any other check-ins, Alpha through Zulu? Haven't missed any comments, please call KJ4RQZ to Blue Ridge 2 meter net. Dave, are you ready to copy my net report?
Ready to copy, Nathan, W4DJW.
Pass, but got a good number. Please copy my message number 66, routinely abbreviated from KJ4RQZ to W4DJW. The Blue Ridge 2 meter net report for February 2nd, 2020. check-ins are 37. Traffic is 1. Brake sign at KJ4RQZ. How copy?
Copy your message number 66. 37 check-ins and 1 piece of traffic. W4DJW back to net control.
Z now securing the Blue Ridge Streamer Net. Thanks for checking in. We'll now return the repeater back to normal amateur use, 73s. Hope everybody is enjoying the Super Bowl, and as always, good night.
Before DJW, KN4RJN.
KN4RJN, W4DJW.
Everything that came over the repeater, but I heard him say he had a couple check-ins through phone relay. How does that work?
So sometime if somebody is in your vicinity and they're talking to somebody on the phone and that somebody on the phone tells that other person that's on the phone to check me in, then they'll do a telephone relay to check them in. You can do that. You can have text message check-ins. You can have APERS check-ins. You can have Echolink check-ins, voice telephone relays, and some nets even have a period before the net where they do pre-check-ins. We've been contemplating doing that for people who want to go to bed, but they want to get checked into the net. There's sometimes like an hour before the net starts, they take pre-check-ins.
Well, I've heard the pre-check-ins before, and the echo link comes over the repeater, so I still hear them. But if they're just phoning it in, that's not coming through the repeater, so I don't hear them.
No, that's usually somebody standing close to you that's on the telephone that says, hey, I'm talking to so-and-so, they're a ham radio operator, here's their call they want to check into.
Understood. Anyway, I kept up with him pretty well this evening.
You didn't miss any?
Came in by phone. I got everybody else.
Well, that's good. That's really good. Did you go back and catch up the ones that came in by phone? Were you able to get them on the first pass when he called out their call sign?
Battled them off a little too fast, and I was catching up with myself, so I didn't catch those.
Okay, that is something different that you weren't exposed to yet. So there you go. That's another good reason for practice.
That's always something new.
So did you try any more downloads? Did that call sign that wasn't in the FCC database ever show up?
I hadn't tried downloading the FCC database, but I think I told you before, I caught it on the QRZ lookup. It was in QRZ, but it's not in the FCC database yet.
Okay, you might experiment a little bit with that call sign while it's available to experiment with, because as soon as it pops in the FCC database, you won't have a call sign to use to work that use case to get comfortable with it. So you might just try a blank page. Put that call sign in there, just the call sign, add it, do an F5 to add it, and then when it's blank line at the bottom, go down there and right-click on it and see if it goes out to QRZ and populates it down there in your log. It doesn't even show up in the top unless you click on that line after it's populated by QRZ, but just something to play around with so you can get comfortable with that.
But I think I got it yesterday when I looked it up on QRZ and then just plugged in her name, and the address was the same as her father, so I went ahead and threw it in there.
Okay, well, up to you. Just something to play with. I use that feature whenever I come across that use case that you're talking about. That's how I get them in there. I just and sometimes QRZ doesn't even have them, so it's hit or miss.
But, you know, we didn't do too bad tonight. So, we're getting better. We'll keep playing with it.
All right. Let me know when you're ready to go on the schedule. I'll be ready anytime you're ready.
You're going to have a little training class. I think I might like to do that first. One thing I need to do is pull up Echolink at the same time I'm working off the air so that I can see the Echolink stations coming. But I don't want to do that when somebody else is calling net, confuse them.
One thing you might want to do, I've done it before, I noticed Robert was doing it too, is in Echolink, go into where your name is, and if you're going to be the net controller for that night, go into where your name is and put in parentheses read only, so somebody doesn't try to call you, connect to you on Echo. If it says read only, that means I'm busy calling the net. Don't try to ping me while I'm calling the net. I'm busy.
Do that when I'm not calling the net, then that won't confuse the net controller thinking I'm an echolocation station trying to check in.
Now, I used to do that too when I was monitoring just to see what it sounded like on Echolink. I used to, and so Echolink will, when the net control sees read only and they're not going to mess with you. They're going to, so, I mean, you could do it either way. You could leave it in there and then check in via Echolink if you wanted to, or you could put out beside your name in parentheses read only and they know you're going to check in on RF.
And listen to the RF and the Echolink at the same time because there's a delay between those two and they're one lags slightly behind the other and that gets confusing.
Yeah, I hear that same thing all the time too. It's like you're at an auto auction and you're hearing the auctioneer coming from different loudspeakers at different points in time. It does mess with your head a little bit.
Hear that by just turning the speakers off on my computer so I don't hear the Echolink and I just go with the RF. Down and just go with the Echolink either way, but I can't listen to both of them.
That's the same way I do it. I've got a mixer panel, and I leave that Echolink side of the mixer panel muted unless somebody wants to check in, and then I go over there and unmute it. I get their check-in, and then I mute it back again. Or sometimes I just leave it on there, and I listen to the echo for a little while until it really gets to me, and then I go mute it.
Checking in on Echolink is going to come through the repeater anyway, right?
It will at your site, but if you ever decide to run an Echolink node at your site, then it'll come through your speakers as well as it'll come through your Ethernet cable as well as over RF if you ever decide to host an Echolink node.
At a time, brother. One thing at a time.
Just food for thought. Just planting a seed, all right? It's just a seed. It's got no roots yet, but it's a seed that's there.
Better you plant a seed, it ain't going to grow for a while.
Oh, but these seeds, they're seasonless. They don't matter. You can plant them any time of the year. And the subconscious will start growing them while you're sleeping. You won't even know it.
Sounds more like an infection to me.
Well, it is. Hamroid is kind of an infection. Ask anybody's significant other.
I know it's an infection for Steve.
For type A personality, yeah. It does get pretty infectious.
Blown syndrome for him. He's really into this.
Well, I think he does that with anything he gets involved in. That's just his personality.
Believe me anyway.
It's good. It's what moves the hobby forward. Those people with tons of energy, they're wanting to make a change.
Well, I'm on back on out of here, and you have a good evening. KN4RJN, I'll be clear.
All right, catch you later, John. KN4RJN, W4DJW, clear and listening.
India, Yankee, India.
Good evening, Robert. What have you been up to?
Nothing. How about you?
I've just been working on the computer all day long. starting to wear on me a little bit. You got any new amateur radio stuff you're working on?
FT-767GS radio. And it's on putting out, I think it's 10 watts. 21. So that could be one reason why it's fading in now.
Well, you're completely readable. And you're not fading at all, but there is a little bit of white noise in it, but you're 100% readable.
Well, that's good. Then I ain't doing too much of nothing, just playing around, getting better.
You ready for the work week ahead?
Yes and no.
That's a loaded question. We're all going to be, well, except for those guys that are retired, we're all going to be ready for it whether we like it or not, huh?
You know, some of them that's retired, they're still working.
That's true, but they're probably working at something that's a little less work and a little more fun.
True that way. Some of them says they'd rather be working at their work 20 instead of working at home.
Yeah, it could be worse. Could have to get out and get in the car and drive to work every day.
No, up there the other day.
We did. It was coming down really heavy in the morning, but it turned into rain, and then the rain washed all the snow that it put down away. So it was a good kind of snow. It's here one day and gone the next.
The other night there it was snowing up there and up there in Tennessee.
They probably got more of it than we did, and it probably stuck around longer than down here in the valley where it's a little bit warmer.
Our time ain't really here yet.
I've been wondering if we're gonna have that this year. You know, we did go several years there without any snow. It might be coming back.
It could be. I know a lot of people are glad to see that snow.
I don't know if you were here or if you were in this area around late 70s, early 80s when we got 18 inches of snow. Were you around when we got that?
No, I wasn't in the United States at that time.
Well, that was a good snow. That's the biggest one I can remember from down here. Up north, it was nothing to have 6-foot snow drifts up there. Absolutely nothing. And 2 feet of snow on the ground. But we got 18 inches here one time. I think it was in the 70s, or it might have been in the 80s. Might have been the early 80s. But boy, that brought everything to a standstill for days.
J-I-4, hell's the guy. I remember us getting something like that, and it seemed like it was January of 88, I think.
You might have a better memory than me, Andy. I just remember it was a lot of snow. I remember I was driving home from Michelin, and it was 27 miles, and I got all the way home except for the last mile because nobody had been on that road. I was driving a 59 Chevrolet pickup, and I had mud tires on the back, so I was doing really good. But when I came down that road that nobody had been on, it was on Brown Road over there where Tom lives, N0TR, same road he lives on. When I came down that hill and came around that curve, that 59 Chevrolet was doing all it could. Those back tires and those mud grips, quit gripping. I had to walk the last mile home.
I remember the scanner going crazy because everything back then for sure was analog and everything was going crazy down there. Go ahead, IYI. I believe IYI.
Matt and all them told me that y'all had a pretty good bit of snow down here at that time.
So, Andy, did you get out in it when that happened?
Well, LZI, let's put it this way. Back in those days, I wasn't on disability and I was trying to work. I got out in it, but there was a time or two I come very close to messing up. Very close.
W4DJW, I think once I got home, I think the next day I did try to go get my truck the rest of the way home. And there wasn't another set of tracks on that road. Nobody else even attempted it. I think I might have backed it up the other hill in the daylight and pushed through that and got it home somehow. But it stayed sitting out there on the road the whole time. I don't think it went anywhere till that snow melted.
Go ahead. Maybe at some point I'll remember names. I just do better with call signs.
That's Robert. IYI, and that's Robert, Andy.
Pick it up, Robert. Names, unless I talk to them a lot, like I would have with you, Dave, over the years, then I remember. But if I haven't, you know, it's have a hard time. Go ahead, Robert.
Well, since I've been on here, on and off, I used to get on here a lot during the late 90s, 2000s, I was on here a lot, but moved away, and
I just ain't been on here that much.
Weren't you living in North Carolina back then?
Well,
I thought you were further north than you are now. And then I kept on thinking you were up there for the longest time while you were down here.
That's my problem here. I was listening many, many years before I've had my license, and I remember call signs of the people that's been dead for years and decades.
License in 96, right after I had my surgery. Brother-in-law got his license, and that's when I got mine. And then I moved away a couple of years after that.
Okay. I was just trying to recall some of those conversations from back then, Andy. Do you remember for the longest time, they had a conversation going on about trying to figure out whether parallel lines intersect?
Yeah, I remember that. I was a whole lot younger back then, but I remember that QSO here on this freaks, and it went on for 2 or 3 hours. I sure do remember it.
Did they ever figure that out? Did they ever come to a conclusion?
Being that I've been so far back, I don't remember that part of it. I just remember it going on here. W4ACT and your father, I think, may have been in with it too there. W4DGP, I know I remember hearing it in here. I don't remember the conclusion on all of it, though, because it's been so far back. But that's what gives me the knowledge of knowing how this frequency and this net used to be back decades ago, because I was listening long before I ever got my license.
Well, I think I was in high school when that was going on. That was in 72 to 76. Yeah. I don't know what grade I was in when that happened, but my dad asked me if parallel lines. He asked me and my sister, and both of us, because we had had geometry classes, we told him, no, that's the definition of parallel. They don't ever intersect. And he said, well, what? So then he gave us a few scenarios. He said, so if they never intersect and you cross them, they're no longer parallel, and then you bring them back to parallel, what happened to the intersection point? Where did it go? We never could give him an answer for that.
Come up with that one.
What he was talking about, but I couldn't remember what the scenario, what they ended up, the ending up scenario was on it, because I was a whole lot younger than myself, you know. I first started listening here on this repeater with a receiver back, let's see, what was Christmas of 1976, and I happened to tune it in and locked it up, found this repeater, and I was in middle school at the time, but during the summer months and whenever I did have the time, I listened a lot here. And as time went by, I got to know practically everybody just about that was around here, certainly by call signs I did.
So you rattled my dad's call sign off just like that without even thinking about it, and I'll always remember his call sign in my head because everybody in the neighborhood knew it growing up. But one of his friends was named Jim. And he was a ham radio operator, too. But I can't for the life of me remember what his call sign was. I wonder, and he's probably talking on 2 meters, too. I don't know. But do you recall of any Jims and what their call sign was back then?
Well, that's just like I said a while ago about the names. You know, I do better with the call signs than I do the names. I remember there being some gems in here, but right now I can't imagine what the call sign, though, unless they was on here almost 24/7. Then I might have a chance of remembering them better.
Okay, because I've tried to look up his call sign, tried to figure out what it was, and I've never had any luck at it. And I wouldn't know where to start. But I know he's a ham radio operator. I know we went over to his and his wife's house one evening, and he showed me a radio control helicopter he was building. And that's why I remembered him, but never knew what his call sign was. Anyway, go ahead, Robert, W4DJW.
I remember hearing on here is up in Charlotte. I don't even know what his call sign was, but he's deceased now.
Don't see eye for ID. I could go through a whole bunch of call signs. Some of them I remember the names to, some I don't. But when it comes to just knowing from the name, you know, it's... Unless I hear him, especially here recently, a lot. I don't know why it is. I just do better remembering the call sign, especially the sun.
I just remembered his last name. It was Witted, Jim Witted. I'll do a Google search on his name and see if I can figure out what his call was. W4DJW.
That's what you'd probably have to do, because that's just like your father's call sign today. It's a dead call sign. I think. Oh, well, hold on. I may be wrong about that. I was thinking it was. I don't know. I have to go back and check that again. It may have been reissued. I might be wrong about that.
It was. There's a guy in Georgia has it now. And that's his initials.
Go ahead, Robert.
Sure, the people used to get on here and talk at night time. Late at night. Wonder if they'll ever get back on here again.
You wonder about that. Every now and then, maybe one of them will pop up for a little while.
Night time while I'm down here, I get on here and listen. It's quiet. A lot of times I have to go to Mount Mitchell or north and listen to people up north talking.
A mixture situation. Some of them gravitated over to the 145-130 machine. It's either up above this antenna for this repeater or below it. That's the Hartz machine. 145-130 with a tone of 123.0. Some of them gravitated over there, and some gravitated over to the 79 machine, and some hadn't been on in a long time. That's really all I can really tell you about it. Silent key.
Yeah, I know three of them I know of that's a silent key. I don't know about the other ones. Last time I talked to them, four of them was up on the 513, the Greenwood repeater. I believe that's what that one was. Well, I don't know nothing about the Anderson repeater.
The 145-13 used to be down at Greenwood, but nowadays, for the past 6-7 years, it's up here on Caesar's Head, standalone Hartz machine. It's on the same tire I've been told that this in here is on.
No, I'm still doing Google searches, trying to find that one guy. Drives me crazy not knowing his call sign. Anyway, I knew there was one on the up there, but I don't know much about it. I think they're on the inside of the building. We've got a little shack on the outside of the building. I think that one you're talking about, Andy, the repeater's actually inside the building.
Yeah, I'm not exactly sure about where that one is exactly, other than, you know, I've got it in here, and I started out, as he was saying, about that in Greenwood, and then W4JAK passed away, and that machine went off the air, and the next thing I know, Rocket got it, put this one up here, on Satan's head on that pair up there. It may very well be, but I've been told it's up there on that tower somewhere.
Does it get used much, do you know?
It's used some. Not like this 16, though, but this 16's been here since 1973. Who doesn't know about the 16 machine, you know? It's been here forever and a day. That's used some, but not near it to the point like this machine here's used.
Go ahead, Robert.
I'm not talking about
that. I don't know all the details about that and it's up there, other than it's up there on that tower. And sometimes, KG4GFU, what's hers called? KK4HXB. Two or three others sometimes gets on over there and talks sometimes when the net's going on here. And one time they was talking here and had to switch over to there anyway because it was during one of those times when one of those hurricanes had come through. And I'm sure you well know, since you're on the committee now, there's another 16 somewhere down in the lower part of the state, and during that time, they was using that, and then they were talking on this and up here, and it was causing interference to them down there, and they had to move over to 130.
That's the reason they're on 130 now?
Well, it's some of it. Some of it's back to that, what's this called? KJ4? You hadn't been wanting to think of it now. KJ4? No, that's Nathan's. That Cody that's down in Georgia, he can't get into this and hear that well. But yeah, for some reason, he can get into 130 better. And that was the primary reason they went over there.
He gets into one up here from down on the coast? On a regular basis?
If he ain't on the coast, that I was talking about is when there was an interference between this and then that 16 down there, and they had to switch over then. But Cody's somewhere down there in Georgia, down here somewhere. Okay, I'm trying to remember his call sign. KK4R. RKO, I think. KK4RKO.
That's Tim Burns in Ashland, Alabama.
Well, I'm off on that and by probably a letter or two, like you was telling him. RKO, RQ. Right now, I can't come up with it, but it's a letter or two off, I know, somewhere along there, but he's off down there sometimes, and every now and then he checks in here on this repeater when he can get into it, but I don't know what it is, and I don't know what kind of station all he has down there, but he has a hard time getting into this, and yet the other one, he gets into it better. I don't know why that is.
Okay, well, I looked up. I gave up on looking for Jim Witted. On his call. I do that from time to time. I'll go spend a little bit of time hunting for it, and I won't find it, and I'll come back later and look for it again and won't find it. So eventually, maybe. But I did earlier did a search for if parallel lines intersect, and it says they do. It says parallel lines intersect at a point which lies on the line at infinity. So when you get to infinity, parallel lines will intersect. I wonder who decided that.
KI4LZI. Well, on that, you'd probably have a better shot at knowing than I would.
I don't know. The math, you know, says there's no rise over run, or the rise over the run for each one of them is exactly the same, so they never intersect. So I don't know. I'd like to see the math that says they do intersect at infinity. I'd like to see the math that backs that up.
When that dam down there in Tocoa burst, that was during the summer, in the late 70 sometime or another, and I know back at during that time Scott Woman was here. Do you remember that?
Nope. Back during that time, I was going to high school. In 76, I graduated, and I went like one summer that I had free, and I didn't do anything. I wasn't home much that summer, and then I went to work at Michelin at the end of that summer, and that was it. I was on rotating shifts for 6 years. I rotated first, second, and third shift, and when you're working like that, you don't remember. I mean, you don't do much other than just work.
I don't remember which year. I wouldn't have heard it had it not been during the summer, but like I said, I got that first receiver that I picked this repeater up in Christmas 76, so it had to be somewhere between 77 and 80, somewhere along there, and it happened during the summer, and that dam down there burst, and back in those days, Sky One was here, and it was very lit up during that time when that happened. You know, you didn't have all this, you know, like it's done with Sky One today, where they do it by internet. This repeater was really highly active during that point in time.
And that was mainly what, passing traffic or welfare traffic, or what was it busy doing?
I don't know if you remember or not. You remember Blant Addison, WA4NRU?
No, that name doesn't ring a bell.
Well, we lived down at Tacoa. He was a blind man, but he was a member of the primary member down there of the Tacoa Club, but he was also a member of this club because he stayed on this machine here about as much as he did down there on the Tacoa. He's the one that sent the message up his way to GSP about that situation.
I remember my parents talking about somebody that was blind that was on the repeater, or telling my sister and me when we were around at that time. But we weren't around much at that time. We were just getting out. We were birds getting ready to leave the nest. W4DJW.
Well, see, well, it happened during the summer months. The reason I picked up on it.
I think when I wasn't working, I was spending time out at the Game Warden's dispatch over off of Highway 85. There's a dispatch building over there. And one of my buddies, whose father was a ham radio operator as well, he became one of the dispatch operators. And he got bored over there. So when I wasn't working, he'd give me a call and want me to come over there and listen and talk and just help. He was by himself the whole time, so he was bored stiff. And he'd get calls every now and then, and he'd have to do the dispatch thing. But the other time, he'd just be really bored. So I spent a lot of time over there. There wasn't any ham radio in that building.
Curiosity, I don't know if your father ever went to it or not, but you remember when Blant, WA4NRU, K4TOY, Molly, and there was a number of others here in this club here that would go down to the Swamp Guinea down in Georgia to feed their faces. You remember any of that?
I remember the names because they were like household names. It was a conversation that was going on around the house. But I didn't know what they were doing.
I heard you on the repeater back at the time. They were going down there to feed their face. Do what we do, eat and rack you.
Yeah, I remember my dad doing that a lot. But he spent a lot of time on the key at night, too, the CW key. He was an instructor in the Army that taught CW. So I think he did more CW than he did rag chew. But he did do rag chew.
They was doing that down there. This group here, the Briars group and that Tacoa group back then, was very worked together in multiple ways back then. And Blant was the head one back at the time of the Tacoa group down there. And they met quite a bit down there at various times down there at that Swamp Guinea restaurant.
Well, I remember where my dad worked. He worked for Milliken. and he used to have to go down there. They'd have plants somewhere over there. He'd have to go down in Georgia. He'd have to go all over the place. And there weren't any cell phones back then. And that's why my mom got her license. And they would use the ham radio. And people would tell her, they'd relay. If he was too far away to hit the repeater, but other people were hearing him, they'd relay it up to the repeater. Or if she was calling him and he was in shot of them, they would relay it across. So it's kind of like apers. It would bounce off of one repeater and go to another one and then come back to this repeater. They used it that way quite a bit back then. It's like they used it like people use cell phones now.
Wish things well. I wish we had the kind of activity here the doctor used to be back in to a certain degree. You know, it's like we heard earlier and a few nights ago, what, 39 check-ins, and what did he have earlier, 37? It's like it's a different day and time now to what it was back in the early days when I first started listening here on 2 meters before I had my license. It's just different to day and night.
Well, it's kind of a novelty now compared to back then. Back then, there was just no way for people to talk other than pull over and put a quarter in or a dime in a telephone on the side of the road and talk. And that was very inconvenient. But now people can talk anytime they want to anybody, anywhere. So that kind of put a hurting on amateur radio as far as being able to do something that other people couldn't.
Reading in the current issue of QST, KI4LZI5D, WB2ITX pointed out there that you don't want to use, that you can talk all over the world in amateur radio as a way to get people into it now, because as we well know, you can use cell phones and use the internet for that, but the way things are going, I'm afraid in, say, 15, 20 years, there ain't going to be nothing left here.
W4DJW. Yeah, that's, I heard that same talk, I think, that you're talking about. I heard that same argument. Don't come out with that, because they'll pull their phone out and say, I can do that too. But there's so many facets of ham radio, things that you can do, like bouncing off satellites and bouncing off the moon and bouncing off meteors and, you know, talking for long distances without internet service provider, without a service provider, without paying. Well, you do pay for the hardware, but it's a one-time cost. It's not a repetitive cost. So there's a lot of the arguments still left for it. I don't know. You still hear people coming in new. You hear those new KO calls, KN calls, KM or KKJ calls. All of those are still coming through. So I think the key is retaining them and getting them really to use it. I think one of the things they studied before was what happens to those people. Where do they go? They might use it once or twice, or some of them get their license and never even use a radio. So that's what you got to look for, the fix for, is to show them what's actually out there, what's available.
LZI5D. If the rules was actually changed and technicians was given digital HF privileges, do you actually think that would make much difference?
I don't know. I know it's more difficult than VHF and UHF. They're pretty basic, pretty simple setup. You can buy the rig. It's all, you know, and that and an antenna and a power supply is all you need, and you can get on the air, right, to a repeater and talk some distance. But HF's a little more complicated. I think it's a good stepping stone to go through VHF and UHF before you get on HF, just so you don't tear your equipment up. That's kind of like one of the things in RC flying, radio-controlled airplanes, is a lot of people would come out. They'd spend a whole lot on it. Instead of getting a trainer, they'd get like a P-51 Mustang or a Corsair or something like that, something that's really hard to fly. They'd come out, crash it on its first flight, and you'd never see them again. So you don't want that happening. You don't want them to tear up a rig or an expensive amplifier or something like that before they actually figure out how amateur radio works, because that will burn them out in a hurry.